few minutes ago, Hugh was asking us to imagine what it would be like if we were yesterday. Well, I want you to imagine something again today, because I want you to imagine what it would be like if you couldn't tell your mummy or your daddy that you love them, or that they couldn't tell you that they love you. Can you imagine what that would be like? Not because you don't, because of course you do. You love them and they love you. But because you didn't have a word to tell them. Just imagine that the word love didn't exist, wasn't a word at all. Can you imagine? It's hard to imagine, isn't it? But imagine there's no word that means what you want to say when you want to tell somebody that you, what, like them? That you think they're very nice? That you want to say thank you? There's all sorts of things, but nothing quite gets it except the word love, right? Well, now, I want to tell you a story about what happened to my dad a long time ago. My father wanted to tell people that God loved them, but he couldn't. Do you know why he couldn't? Shall I tell you the story? Well, you see, about 80 years ago, my dad went to a faraway country, long, long distance away. It's a country called Brazil. It's in South America. And there's a river that runs there called the River Amazon, not the website. It's a river. It's the biggest river in the world. And it's all surrounded by trees, a big forest. And in those trees, in that forest, there lived tribes of people called Indians. And a long time ago, my dad went there, and he went there because they didn't know about Jesus. Indians are people who live in the land of Brazil, but they'd never heard about Jesus, and they didn't really know about God. So my dad went to tell them. So he went there, and he lived among them. The trouble was, they don't speak the same words we speak, right? These were Indians called Parintintins, and they spoke the language called Parintintin. Do you know what that language is? Can you speak that? No, you can. I can't, and my dad couldn't either. But he lived there for a couple of years. He learned some of their language, and the time came that he thought he could tell them the story of today. What day is today?
Friday.
Yeah, and what Friday is it?
Good Friday,
isn't it? It's Good Friday because on Good Friday, Jesus died on the cross. So my dad told that story. He had pictures. I haven't got any pictures today. But he had pictures made out of cardboard, nicely painted, and he told the story of Jesus, and he put the story up on a big board. I think it was a big door that he stood up beside a tree, and he told the story of Jesus. And he told the story of how on Good Friday they took Jesus, and they stripped him, and they beat him, and they laughed at him, and they put him on the cross, didn't they? They nailed, beat him with a whip. And you know what happened when he finished telling that story about Jesus and how Jesus died on the cross? Do you know what happened? They laughed, and they mocked, and they jeered, and they pointed at him and said, "Hey, look, that silly man on the cross." They didn't understand. Do you know why they did that? They thought, because they were big, strong men, they were Indians, they were tribesmen, they used to fight battles and wars, and they would never allow themselves to be captured and caught. They would fight back. And so they saw this story of a man who had allowed himself to be killed, allowed himself to be put on the cross, and they couldn't understand it. They thought he was just being weak, they thought he was just being foolish, and they laughed. Well, my dad was very upset. Wouldn't you be upset if people laughed at Jesus on the cross? Well, my dad was, and he was very upset because he couldn't explain why Jesus died. He wanted to tell them it was because God loved them that he had sent Jesus to die for them, but he couldn't find a word that meant love. He couldn't find any word, anybody saying to anybody else that they loved them. He couldn't hear a word in their language that meant love. So he was very upset. He didn't know how to explain it. He was able to tell the story, but he couldn't explain the reason for the story. Well, a few days later, what happened was this. My dad went down to the river because this was an Indian village in the jungle beside the River Amazon. And there were women there washing their clothes and washing their babies and doing the washing for the family. And my dad went down and joined them and talked to them. And he saw a little baby with her mother at the riverside. Lovely little baby, little Indian baby. And so he went over and he started stroking it and playing with the little baby and saying how nice she was and how beautiful she was. And the baby's mother was very pleased, smiled and was talking back, was very happy that my dad was admiring her little baby. And then dad did, well, probably a very stupid thing, but he picked the baby up and he said to his mom, "This is so beautiful, I'd like to take your baby back to my country and show my family your baby." And then, you know, she got very, very angry. And her face went all dark. And she shouted something. She screamed at my dad. Do you know what she said? She said, "Ji apatari kura mi he he, wumi ma mare de de he." She did. Do you know what that means? No, I don't know. I wouldn't know what it means. But my dad did, because he had been with these people for some time. And he knew that what she had said was, "I want my baby so very, very much, you can't have her. I want her so much, you can't have her." And then my dad thought, that's the word I need. That's love. That's a mother saying, "I want my baby, you can't have him." So, he thought, I'll use that word. So, a few days later, he called the village together, all these men and women and warriors, their bows and arrows and everything. And he went through the story again. And he showed them the story of Jesus and Good Friday and how they put him on the cross. And then he changed what she had said when she had said, "Ji abutari," which means, "I want my baby." He used the word for God, which is tupan. And he said, "Tupan abutiri hehe. Omani watatanga eparikya wahib." I had to write that down, because in case there's anybody here who speaks Parintintin, and I wanted to get it right. Do you know what he said? He said to them, "God wants you so very, very much that he came down and died like this to save you." And when he said that, nobody laughed. Nobody mocked anymore, because they began to understand why Jesus died. It was because God wanted them and loved them that he was willing to come and die on the cross for them. And you know, there was a man watching and listening to that story who was called Jijiri. That was his name. And he was the first in that tribe to understand the meaning of Good Friday. And his heart was changed, because he knew that God loved him. And do you know what my dad says? He says that that man used to be a fierce warrior. He was one of the most violent men in the tribe. Actually, he couldn't speak. This was the very interesting thing. He couldn't speak. He was dumb. But he understood what my dad had said about how much God loved him. And the next day, he brought his bows and arrows of war that he'd used to kill people, and he gave them, and said, "I don't need these anymore," is what he meant. And then wherever my dad went, Jijiri came with him. And when my dad would tell that story about how Tupan Abutari, God wants you so very much, Jijiri would act out the story. He couldn't speak it, so he would act it. And he would be Jesus, and he would be nailed to the cross, and he would go down into the grave, and he would rise again. And he was acting out the whole story. And they went from village to village, and they told other tribes the story about how God wants us so much and loves us so much that Jesus died for us. Because you see, what happened 80 years ago in that Indian village in the Amazon with my dad was in principle the same thing as happened 2,000 years ago at the cross. People didn't understand what was happening. They didn't understand why Jesus was allowing himself to be nailed to the cross, did they? In fact, Jesus knew that they didn't understand, because he said, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." And the reading that we had from Isaiah just a little bit earlier shows that even that misunderstanding was prophesied by Isaiah when he was talking about the servant of God who was going to come and suffer and die for us. And he says, we, and by we he means everybody who's reading the text, we including us, he's saying, we thought that God was doing this to him, that this was his fault, that he was being punished for his own sins. We considered him stricken by God and smitten by him and afflicted. That was what we thought was happening at the cross. But we were dead wrong, says Isaiah in this text. Well, we weren't completely wrong. We were half wrong and half right. When we thought that what was happening was actually God was laying this on his suffering servant, his son, the one whom we know as Jesus. When we thought it was God doing this, yeah, we were absolutely right. It was. God was in this. God was doing this. But when we thought it was for something he had done for his sins, that was where we were wrong. Because it wasn't for his sake, it was for our sake. And that's why we have these wonderful words in this passage. We thought he was stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted, but he was pierced. Remember the verse? He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. And the punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds, we are healed. And the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. That's what was happening. God wanted us so very much that he came, became one of us, and bore our sins in his own body on the cross, as Peter puts it. He took what we deserved. Why? Not because he was too weak to fight back. In fact, it was his strength that enabled him not to fight back, but to take what we did to him. Because it was God, it was God himself offering himself through his servant, through his son, for our sins, because God wants us and because God loves us. So you see, it's not enough just to know what happened on Good Friday. It's also important that we know why it happened and who it happened for, which was for us. Well, let's pray and give thanks. Dear Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you that just as those Indians so many years ago heard that truth, that God wants us so very, very much, that he gave Jesus to die for us, to take our sins upon himself. Thank you that that is still the truth today, that we still need to know that, and that we can still share it with other people. We ask, Lord, that you'll help every one of us, from the youngest to the oldest, to understand the truth of what happened on Good Friday and why it happened, that it was your love for us, taking what we deserve so that we do not have to suffer it. May we come to you, may we thank you, may we trust you, and may you forgive our sins and the things that we do wrong because Jesus died for us. Thank you for Good Friday. Amen.